Perek Aleph Pasuk Ches. The Klal Yisrael just finished complaining about the lack of leadership and the matzav of the exile amongst the wolves. And Hashem says, and they say, so Klal Yisrael says, concerned with this terrible exile about the Kovet Shemayim. But one of the nekudas of the suffering was the lack of leadership. Because at the end, if you notice, he says, Al edreitz chaverecha etzel edreitz shohar royim, shehe royim tzoyim kemoyizcha. They're royim tzoyim, kloymar, ben gedudei humois, amongst the flocks of the nations, hasmuchim al elohim acherim, v'yesh lohem melochim besorim manhigim ois. They have kings, they have leadership. So we, the Klal Yisrael, bemoan the fact that they're exiled amongst the nations of the world, which is a bizoyan to the Kovet Shemayim, because this is the Am Hashem, and they bemoan the fact that these nations who are soimchim al elohim acherim, they're idol worshippers, but yet they have melochim v'sorim, they have government, they have leadership, they have something that we don't have. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu now answers it. Im lo yisei diloch hayochu banoshim, if you don't know, most beautiful of women, that's the chosin talking to the kala, tziloch be'ikvei hatzoim, go to the footsteps of the flock, or ies kedi yisayich, and pasture your goats, your gedim, your young offspring, al mishkanei saroyim, near the places where the roim, where the shepherds live, where the shepherds shoychein, where they are living. So what does all that mean? So Rashi is going to explain. Zuhi tshuvos horoya, the roya, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is answering. Well, first it's the roya, the chosin, but then it's going to, move into that. If you don't know where to go to pasture your sheep, you most beautiful of women, why? Because the shepherd is not leading you. In other words, you feel that the shepherd is not leading you, so you don't know where to go. Okay. Look at the footsteps where the flock have gone.
What's the storyline
is that the Kala was explaining that her matzav is terrible. She's exiled, all these terrible things, and she's without leadership. That's the Klal Yisrael complaining to Hashem that we're amongst the exile, and the umos devour us, and they're. And we have to live amongst so many enemies, and there the oiv the avi disora, we're the Am Hashem, we don't have any leadership and they do, and the reason that this bothers us is because with all this personal pain, we're in real pain for the Kovet Shemayim. That's what happened. So now, I guess in the Nimshal HaKadosh Baruch Hu answers them. They says, listen, follow the paths of the other. You don't have leadership. You don't know what to do. What do you do when you don't have leadership? So you follow the paths of the other, where the tzoin went. Let's see, it's takli b'psios derech she'ol v'at tzoin. Go in the footsteps where the tzoin went. Ha'akevim nikorim, and the akev is from the loshon of the heel. The steps are nikor. You can recognize them. And go that way. Yeah. So you go the way of the other flock. You should shepherd them where the other. No, go where everybody is living. Okay. So he tells her, listen. It's true. I cast you out. It's true I left you alone. It's true I didn't provide you with proper protection or proper leadership. And I understand your concern. Follow the other leadership. follow where the, see where the other tzon goes, and go to the places where shepherds live, you know, and you know, deal with the leadership like that, and you'll have, that'll be your leadership. But listen to the dugma. V'zeh ha-dugma. Im lo yisedi loch kinesosi v'adosi. If you don't know, my kinesios means my kinos, from Loshon of gathering and assembly, and my edos, the congregation, hayova manoshim, beautiful, most beautiful of women, bishar umais, amongst the other nations, you're the most beautiful. In other words, HaKadosh Baruch Hu expresses here his love for Klal Yisrael. He says, Eicho tiri v'tigol, you don't know where you should pasture, and v'tinotzli, and you'll be saved. V'yad ha-matzikim loch, for those who oppress you, liyois b'neihem v'lo yoivdu b'naich, to live amongst them and not to be destroyed. So you have a problem. You don't have the right leadership. You're amongst all these, what do you call it, all these hateful enemies. You know what to do. So I'm giving you an eight, so what you should do. What should you do? Hisboineni bedarche avoisaich orishoinim. Focus on the ways of your forefathers, your ancestors, the early ones. Okay? Shekiblu teirosi v'shomru mishmarti u'mitzvoisai. That they were makabel my Torah, and they kept my the mishmeres, all the siogim, the gedorim, and my mitzvahs. Ulechi b'darcheim, follow their ways. So in other words, what's the answer? Klal Yisrael is complaining about a lack of leadership and a lack of protection. In other words, a lack of a terrible living circumstances amongst all these enemies. So Hashem says to them, what do? Look back at the ways of your always and follow in their ways. Let's just finish what he says. And the reward for this, you'll be able to graze your sheep amongst the Sori Humos. Yirmi said the same thing, set up markers. Put your heart to the path. Very, very interesting what's going on. What's happening? It's a little bit tedious to get there, but what's happening? Very interesting. Klal Yisrael is bereft of leadership. Klal Yisrael is living amongst enemies. And Klal Yisrael, it feels the pain of the Kovet Hashchina. That's what we learned last time. So what does Hashem say to them? Hashem says to them like this, listen, you don't have leadership, it's true. And you need a formula for living amongst the wolves, living amongst the enemy, without leadership. He says, you have a formula. What's the formula? Follow in the ways of your avos. You have a Messiah. You have the generations that accepted the Torah and kept the mitzvahs. Hisboinli b'darach elaseich, look back at the Rishonim, shekibul teros v'shom mishmarki b'sayisim, l'chi b'darcheihem. And in that schar, you'll be able to graze your sheep amongst the umos. If you look back, you have leadership and you have protection. And I would dare say, and this is a little bit gedarshit, but I would dare say the third ingredient that was bothering Klal Yisrael was the Kohen Shemayim. I dare say that will enhance the Kohen Shemayim too. Because he has not left us. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has not left us. The shepherd is still there. How does he speak to us? He doesn't. He used to speak to us with Nevi'im. Today he doesn't speak to us with Nevi'im. He speaks to us with Mesir. When we follow the ways of the Mesir, we have live leadership. It's as if we have live leadership and we have live protection. And because of that, we have really, in reality, the greatest Kodesh Shemayim. Because the Kodesh Baruch Hu hasn't forsaken the Yes, he sent us into Golis, and yes, we're together with all those people, and yes, we don't have tangible, physical, human leadership, but we have such strength in the Messiah following the ways of the previous generations that satisfies the protection that we need, that satisfies the direction that we need, and that satisfies the Kovet Shemayim. This I would add. I'll give you a good example. They say that when they had these meetings in the Bar HaTzolah, and maybe other things also when they start the Chatzmoy and this, but I think it wasn't about Hatzolah yet. And they say that Rav Aaron Kotler would get up. Rav Aaron Kotler was a fiery leader, but he would get up and say, what would the Chofetz Chaim have done? What would the Chaim Reiser have said about this? That's the way Chalam Yisrael leads. We have a Messiah. We have Gedele Yolam. We have a Derech from Har Sinai all the way down. That provides us with leadership, and that leadership provides us with a schus, and he calls it a schus because he says like this: when you follow that, in the reward for this, you'll be able to be tirigadi oisayach to pasture your gedim etzel sori humois.
I mean, if it's in a general sense, it doesn't really do much as in terms of leadership. You can know that Avraham Yitzchak and Yaakov went in the ways of Hashem.
Just Avraham Yitzchak and Yaakov. It's all the deiros. We have such a mesira of so many deiros. That the dependence and the reference to and the loyalty to that mesira and the looking back to that mesira, that's what gives us the strength. That's what up to here. You have a fiery leader like Rav Aaron.
How does it solve the
problem? But he felt he wasn't a leader enough. What would the Chofetz Chaim have done? What would the Chaim Reza have done? Looking back, and that's really
the
strength
that
gives us protection. That's
the
schus that we have protection. That's a schus we have to every leader of every generation leadership, whatever weak it may be, was in contact with the previous generation, who was in contact with the previous generation. That's why Messiah is so critical. When a person is no Messiah, go out on your own without a Messiah.
That's how I thought Rebbe was director of the Messiah. It's a specific previous understanding.
Well, whatever it is, Messiah, that's Messiah. Messiah is from Klal Yisrael. But wait, I just want to mention one more thing too. What's the problem over here? The problem over here, when there's a lack of leadership, and when we're being pastured amongst all the wolves and all the dangerous enemies, so the real sense is that we feel that Hashem has forsaken us. He sent us out amongst the enemy, and he didn't even provide us with the proper leadership. You know, and that's why we claim it's Ein Zeh Kvoidcho, it's not Kol Shamayim. So what's the answer? The answer is, look back. That means you have it. You have it. There's a very little. There's an interesting twist over here too. It's just drama. It's not really that I heard many years ago. I heard my father said this once. I don't know if he got it from someplace. Dovid HaMelech says, Shivtocho Mishantecho Heimo Yenachamuni. Your shevet, which is your whip, and the mishenis, the stick that you lean on, are a nechoma for me. So the question is, how is a shevet and a nechoma? Shevet is what I whip you with. That doesn't make you feel good. You get whipped on the back, that's not the nechoma. A mishenis is symbolic of you lean on a cane. A cane gives you support, you feel good. But a whip, right, is pain, is punishment. Is that emotional? The shepherd is grazing his flock, and they're all over the place. Everything is a beautiful day. The day starts coming to a close. The shepherd is gathering in all of his charges. He takes a head count, and he sees he's missing one. It's already getting dark out there, so he sets out to find the missing shepsela. And he's looking and looking and looking, and by here, there. And all of a sudden, the distance, he spots him, and he takes his whip. And the lamb is already getting nervous because it's getting dark and he's afraid to be alone. He wants to be together with the shepherd and the flock. And all of a sudden, he takes that whip, cracks it over his back, and the lamb feels the ultimate nechoma. The shepherd is still with me. The shepherd hasn't forgotten me. The shepherd is still taking care of me. So even through the pain, sometimes we can come to realize that the shepherd is still there. Klal Yisrael looks at its matzav. We're in exile. We're amongst all the umays. We're in a terrible matzav. And we have no leadership. And it's such a bizoyan for the Kovet Shemayim. But then they look back and say, the shepherd is with us. The Torah, Eilonu Shiorak HaTorah Hazois. The Torah remains. And the guidance of the Torah remains. And the Masorah remains. And Hashem in that schus. That's what Rashi says in the schus. He says, Af v'af bischar zois with this chus that we are constantly connected and looking back to that Messiah, so it's with that chus that we have the ability to raise our flock against the umos without being concerned, because Hashem is with us. He's not with us through direct communication as in the times of the Nevi'im, but the Messiah itself is with us. Mesira is alive, the Mesira is what communicates. That connection with the Mesira is what gives us the schus to be sustained. It gives us the leadership that we're lacking, provides the leadership that we're lacking, and maybe to suggest that it even compensates for that chesaron and kovod shamayim. Because, yes, it's true, this Klal Yisrael, I mean, when you think about it, goyim and ishtimim, this Klal Yisrael, they don't have a land, they don't have the leadership, they don't have a Sanhedrin anymore, they don't have this, but you know what they got? They have a Torah that tells them how to lead their lives in any life situation. The goyim are now fighting with this. They don't. This is moral. This is not moral. Should we allow these people to marry? Should we allow those people to marry? Should we issue marriage licenses to them or to them or to them? What's going on in the world? The whole thing is crazy because there's no basis for anything. There is no basis because the founding fathers thought something. So what? Klal Yisrael, halacha, which lace do you do first? What do you do here? What do you do there? Everything, a Mesira with a directive of how to lead our lives in everything. That is the greatest Kavod Shamayim. A goy who hears about the nature of Yadus as opposed to the nature of their religion is Nishtemen. And in a sense, that Mesira can also substitute for the pain, that bizoyan of the lack of leadership and the matzav that we're in, because, we're not alone. Hashem takes care of us. He's Mashgiach min hachalonos. He's Meitzitz min hacharakim. He's there for us, and he preserves Klal Yisrael. And Klal Yisrael withstood all the golus and all the oppression in the golus, and all of our enemies are only to be found in the history books and in the museums. And we're still around today, studying the same Torah and the same halacha and the same Mesira for 2,000 years, almost of the exile. It's not the strength of Klal Yisrael, and that maybe is even the answer to that chisus and kovod shamayim.